In our previous year, we began a discussion regarding what we learn in our Gemara here, Masechta Erech and Habeis and Habeis, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tuf Reish Nun Zayin, if Aleph teaches us Katna Yudela Nanea, Luav, Kedinoi Ovav Chayev, Liknus Loi Luav Kedei Lechancha B'mitzvahs. Darach HaShulchan here in Sif Beis says that it wasn't the minig to buy Dalamina for children, even people who are scrupulous in their observance of mitzvahs. And the reason was because the expense of buying dalim minim, particularly for somebody who has a family of a number of children, is difficult. And therefore, the minig was that children would make a bracha and do the nanuim on the lulav of the parents. However, there's a very interesting letter that was written in Tishrei of Tovshin Mem Vov by the Bedatz of the Eidah Haredes of Yerushalayim, signed by the Miches Yitzchak, who says that even if one is not buying children, buying Dalaminim for his children who are young, certainly, if there are in the family older boys, one should buy dalamina for them. Firstly, it's what our Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch teaches us. Moreover, as we discussed in our previous year, the nanuim are an integral part of the mitzvah. And the nanuim, we know, are performed during Hallel. So if the father is holding the lulav, it's going to be difficult for the children to be holding the lulav. And therefore, certainly for older boys, one should buy dalaminim. And certainly one can't say, well, it was never a minig to buy dalaminim for people, because in previous times, dalaminim were very scarce. Dalaminim were very expensive. Could be a whole community had one dalaminim. A number of families chipped in together to buy dalaminim. But the Zman Hazeh, where dalaminim are much more readily available, so certainly, as that letter indicates, one should attempt to buy the dalaminim for as many children as one can possibly do. It's interesting that the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos in Siman Tov Reish Nun Zayin in the Ha'aris, in Ha'aris number 4, does quote from the Bnei Yisachar that even though, as we're learning how critical it is for children to do, to have dalminim and to do the nanuim, we know that by Hoshanis, the minig is that we circle the bima. He says that Bachrim shouldn't do. The Bi'alocha in Divrei HaMaskel, Kedei Lechancha B'mitzvos, teaches us a very important concept. He says, when we buy dalaminim for children, we have to be careful to buy dalaminim that one is mekayim the mitzvah with. Because chinuch, and the Mishnah Berurah is teaching us a very fundamental halacha here. To fulfill the obligation of chinuch, one can only do it with the way the mitzvah is properly performed. And therefore, if the lulav is not a kosher lulav, you buy what they call the chinuch sets, it doesn't have to be mehudr, the Paiskim say, but it has to be kosher. And if it's not kosher, then that's not chinuch, because it's not dalaminim. The Ritva in Masechta Sukkah, where the Gemara discusses the chiyuv of what point of children needing to be in the sukkah. So the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Maisa b'Hilnei Amalka. The Gemara speaks about Hilnei Amalka who had children and made a sukkah for them. The Gemara says, Kol ma'aseh lo yos'al pi chachamim. Everything she did was a pi what Chazal wanted us to do. And the Ritva says, from here we see that the Gemara over there discusses what are the proper dimensions of a sukkah. So one can make an argument that if Hilni Hamalka only built that sukkah for children for the purpose of chinuch, why maybe she didn't buy, maybe she didn't build a perfectly kosher sukkah. From here says the Ritva that if we're doing something for the purpose of chinuch, it has to be done properly. And he adds very strong words. V'tzrachti lichtav zeh. He says, I felt compelled to write this. L'fisharisi chacham toim zeh. I saw people make a mistake. So from here we see that the chiv of being mechanech a child is to be mechanech him to do the mitzvah properly. The Sharetzion, however, here in Sifkotan Lamed Vav, quotes the Ravon that the mitzvah of chinuch is only on the essential mitzvah, but not on all the details of the mitzvah. And therefore, even if the dalminim aren't maybe 100% perfect, or maybe not 100% kosher, or as is discussed extensively in Siman Tov Resh Nun Ches, we know that Aloch is that the Dalaminim have to be Lochem on the first day. If I'm going to give the Dalaminim to the cotton, so the Aloch is a cotton has the ability to be coined of something, to take ownership of something, but it does not have the ability to be Makna, to transfer ownership. So now we're going to have a very serious issue. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch says you have to make sure you take the Dalaminim before you give it to the cotton. Ramosha and Tshuva in Igris Moshe, Chelik Beis Simen Kuvav, based on this, has a serious discussion for people in Chutz Laretz. In Eretz Yisrael, it's not such a big difficulty. Because in Eretz Yisrael, I'll take the Dalaminim first, and then I'll give it to my son. And even though I can't purchase it back from a cotton, my next time I'm going to be mechuyev in the Dalaminim is the second day of Sukkos, where there is no chiyev of lechem. But in Chutz Laretz, where the chiyev of lechem is on both first on both days on both on the first 2 days of Yontif, so if I will take a Dalaminim and give it to my cotton, then I can't get it back. I'll take it back, but it won't be lechem. It won't really be mine because he doesn't have the ability to transfer ownership. And therefore, says Rav Moshe in Chutz Laretz, there's even more of a reason. And Rav Moshe there too speaks about that there's an abundance of Dalaminim. The expense of Dalaminim is not what it once was. And therefore, we don't have to be so concerned, says Rav Moshe in that tshuva as well. But the point is, maybe I shouldn't just give it to him. I should make sure it should not become his. So there are achroinim, the Mishnah Shaivitz from Rav Zolti Zatzal in Siman Ayin wants to make a difference when there's a psul in the actual mitzvah item versus where it's not in the actual mitzvah item, but it's outside an external psul. So he explains as follows. A sukkah which isn't built according to the requirements of a halacha is not a sukkah. And therefore, you can't fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah with a sukkah. You can't fulfill the mitzvah of chinuch of a katan in a sukkah that isn't properly built lahalacha. But where you have kosher dalaminim, and the entire issue is that the katan can't, we have a problem of lechem. For that, since it's not the actual dalaminim, there we could perhaps be more lenient. And there's those that want to explain, because the whole purpose as we discussed at the beginning of the previous year of chinuch, is to accustom the child to do the mitzvah. So even if the dalaminim aren't his, he's still becoming accustomed and have to do a mitzvah. Whereas, if the sukkah is not built as the halacha requires, then I'm not properly teaching him how to do the mitzvah. The Turi Evin, mentioned earlier, asks a question. According to the mandam that holds, mitzvah srichas kavana, and we know a katan is not capable of having kavana, so how could he ever be mekayim a mitzvah? So the Rebbeinu says that even if you hold mitzvah tzrichas kavana, you're certainly fulfilling the mitzvah even if you don't have kavana, and that's why we should be mechanechim. The other achronim suggest that we have to do the chinuch to the best of our ability. And maybe this is a raya that as long as you do what you can, you're fulfilling the mitzvah of chinuch. There's another interesting question. When you do a mitzvah with hidda mitzvah, do you have to be mechanach the ketanim and the hidda mitzvah? The Mishnah Brura in Hilchos Chanukah, Siman Tov Resh Ayin Zayin, Sifkot Yudalet, says we don't have to be mechanach ketanim on doing mitzvahs with a hiddur, and even if you light one candle, it's fine. The Mekroi Kodesh in Hilchos Chanukah Siman Tezvov disagrees. And he says that, as we're learning in our sugya, whenever you mechanach a child to do a mitzvah, you should be mechanach him to do it 100% properly. Which is interesting, because it opens up a discussion that Rav Moshe has in a tshuva, in the Shas Tshuva Igros Moshe Or Chaim Chelik Beis Simen Tzadiches. Rav Moshe was asked from a shul that wanted to make a children's minyan of children who aren't by mitzvah to teach the children how to daven, how to lane, even though they're all ketanim. So Rav Moshe says that, as we're learning, since when we do chinuch, we have to do chinuch the proper way. So doing chinuch, teaching children that you could daven b'tzibur, that you could have kriyas ha'tzayir b'tzibur, even though you don't have a minion of gedolim, is the opposite of chinuch. Because chinuch means to be mechanech someone how to do the mitzvah properly. And here we're not being mechanech them how to do the mitzvah properly. We're actually teaching them how to do the mitzvah not the way halacha wants us to do the mitzvah. And therefore, Rav Moshe is not in favor of having such a prayer group.